Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I think you look at us offensively, you know, they did a good job of holding on to the football and running the ball well and kind of controlling the game. You know, we felt like we barely touched the ball, but we felt like we were constantly in the green. We were ahead of the sticks. We've got the one fumble by me that can't happen. And then we got a few penalties that pushed us back there. So need to clean those things up, but, you know, we felt like we were rolling pretty well on offense.
Yeah, I agree. That's Josh Allen right there postgame. So I want to touch on somebody who called earlier and said, Josh Allen has to be Superman. Look, I mean, I don't think he had to be yesterday, to be quite honest. He was. He put the cape on. He made those plays. The Bills' offense was good yesterday. They didn't have to have Josh Allen do everything he did. I think they still would have been fine if he didn't do those things, but he is great. That's what he is, and he made plays. I am pushing back against the notion today of the Bills had to have Josh Allen do all these amazing things to win. I don't think they did. They ran the ball well. Now, at the end of the day, James Cook had like 3.9 yards a carry. It's not great. He had some big explosive plays, some runs. The receivers did a good job of securing the ball, catching the ball, making plays. Were they open downfield a lot? No, not necessarily. Josh actually missed MVS on one throw. But I don't think, to me, we are not coming into Monday after that game yesterday, and I'm not saying, oh my God, they had to have Josh Allen play Superman. If you're an outside observer and you look at the box score and you see all the things he did, you might think that. If you see the highlight reel plays and the leaping over Buda Baker, you might think that's the case. I don't think so. I think the Bills' offense was good. Even independent of Josh, he's the trigger man, of course. If it's another quarterback, it's not as good. But, I mean, they just shot themselves in the foot repeatedly and didn't have opportunities to score more points. First drive of the game, Josh fumbles. Second drive of the game, they go down there and they wind up kicking the field goal instead of scoring the touchdown. I mean, They to me, if they'd not shot themselves in the foot, they would have scored probably 40 points in this game. Another touchdown. I mean, they had one call back. But so I don't agree that Josh had to be Superman. I think he was because that's who he is. But that wasn't the game plan. The game plan wasn't, and I don't even think the result was, oh my God, we have to have Josh do everything and put him in. He has to make every play. He just, that's what he does sometimes. So it feels like that. Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is a Buffalo Bills football Monday. It's a victory Monday here on the Catholic Health Extra Point Show. And that is presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and by brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. You can watch me on the WGR Facebook page. So go check that out. I'm right there saying hi to you. You can comment along as we are rocking and rolling here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show after the Bills defeat the Arizona Cardinals 34-28 to get things going for week number one. We'll talk about week number two a little bit later. I got sit up, stand down, hey buddy, like we have been doing for years here on the Monday Extra Point Show. Before I get to our calls, and I got a whole bank lined up, and I appreciate that. Fourth down and three. Sean McDermott elects to kick the field goal. I didn't agree, like a lot of you. I asked him post-game what his thought process was there. Why did he kick the field goal? His rationale was he would have gone for it if it was fourth and two. I believe he said fourth and two. I have to go back and check the tape. Did he say fourth and one or fourth and two? I think he said fourth and two. His rationale was fourth and two, he would have gone for it. Fourth and three, felt it was a little bit too long, too much of a risk, kick the field goal. Go up six, force them to score a touchdown. He said, I give our defense a chance to force them to score a touchdown against them. And look, they drove down the field. Okay, you have every right to be upset about that or any call, right? I agree with you. I think the Bills should have gone for it. I think you can ice the game. A first down basically wins the game. 3 yards wins the game. They didn't do that. If they miss it, let's think about the risk-reward here for a second. If they do go for it and miss it, they don't get the first down. Arizona only needs a field goal to tie the game. They can still win with a touchdown, though. They only need a field goal to tie the game, but they are backed up at their own, 21-yard line. So they would have needed about, 31, 41, about 40 yards, which is what they basically needed anyway to score a touchdown to win the game. So here's what I'll say about this. This always happens. This coach's decision that somebody tweeted me last night and said, when is McDermott going to be held accountable for that? Well, I don't fire anybody. Like, we don't. So held accountable is an interesting way to term it. But all we can do is ask the question. And the way I always land on these things are, you can disagree with the answer, but I understand the answer. I understand what he was thinking and why he did it. Doesn't mean I agree. And I don't agree. I'm with a lot of you. I thought they should have, it's called the field goal of death sometimes. Do you remember E.J. Manuel's first ever start? I'm sorry, it was his second start, right? First one was against New England that year. And then E.J.'s second game, it's against Carolina at home. He has the winning touchdown pass to Stevie Johnson. Remember that game? E.J. Manuel against the Carolina Panthers. Stevie Johnson wins the game at the end. In that game, Ron Rivera could have iced the game by going for a fourth and one. Just get 1 yard. The game's over. He kicked the field goal. That put his team up six. Bills went down and scored a touchdown, helped by pass interference. That's called the field goal of death. After that game is when he became Riverboat Ron because he started going for those situations a little bit more, actually. I would have liked to see the Bills go for it yesterday. I'm agreeing with a lot of you. Although I will tell you, I asked Sean McDermott. He gave his answer, and I appreciate the answer. I don't agree, but that's all you can do is ask, and that was his thought process. Let's go to Jeremy in Delaware. Thanks for holding, Jeremy. You're on WGR on the Extra Point Show.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for the call. I just wanted to touch on the fourth and three.
Yes.
Like you just talked about. Against the Cardinals, like they had been stopping them pretty good in the second half. You know what I mean? So I guess yesterday, that decision, like I can live with that, obviously, because we won. They did stop them. But I would hope, and I just wanted your opinion on this, like I would hope in the future, like if Mahomes is on the other sideline, like fourth and three, fourth and four, fourth and five, like we got to go for the jugular and end the game and not give him a chance, because when we give him the ball back, especially a quarterback like him, he's got four plays every set of downs to get 10. And like I think that makes it super hard on the defense. So I just hope not that yesterday wasn't a big game, but against maybe a better team later in the season, I hope McDermott gets a little more aggressive. I know he's not always aggressive, but I think he's got to go for the jugular and just go win the game. Thanks.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. First of all, Jeremy, I want to apologize to you because I didn't know you were going to bring that up, and I kind of stole your thunder. I didn't mean to, so thanks for bringing more to it. You know what I mean? I appreciate that.
Oh, it's all good. Thanks, Al.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. You got it. So I agree. One of my pet peeves doing this job is when people call up and say, well, you can't do that against this team. You can't do that against Kansas City because you'll lose. Well, they didn't play Kansas City yesterday. They played the Arizona Cardinals yesterday. And I don't know if he would. And that is a good question. What do you do against Kansas City? Actually, if you go back to the last few years against Kansas City, I understand in the playoffs last year, they lost because they went for a field goal and missed it and the game was over. I get that. But in the regular season games they've won against Kansas City, they have actually been more aggressive. And McDermott has been more aggressive, in his career lately. Wasn't aggressive against Philadelphia, 20 seconds left with the ball. Should have been. Wasn't. Lost the game in overtime. I mean, you can always pick apart these things with any coach, there's no doubt. I agree with you, Jeremy, that against a different team, you might want to have a different play. I would have had a different play yesterday, but it's a little more defensible to me against Carolina anyway. Why do I keep saying Carolina? Against Arizona? Because I was talking about that Ron Rivera thing against the Cardinals, sorry. Here we go. That's good, though. Good call, good thought, and that's what I like about the show. We work through it, we talk through it, and what we do here on the Extra Point Show. My old stomping grounds that were my new stomping grounds, and then I moved back to Buffalo, Englewood Beach is where Jimmy is. What's going on, Jimmy? How's everything down in Englewood Beach?
Hey, Sal, pretty good. A lot of the sailbirds have left, the beach is not as crowded.
Well, that beach in the 1990s, when I lived there in the 1990s, was just a hidden gem, and there was really not a lot of people there. You can go there on a nice day and have it to yourself, and now you can hardly even go over there anymore because it is just so jam-packed with traffic.
Yeah, you're right. I know. But
what do you got, buddy?
Anyways, what I wanted was two things. First, I didn't like the two different second and one calls. I think that's when you got to go for, the long ball. You know, you still got third and fourth if you want to go for 1 yard. And the other thing is, do you think that they were maybe staying vanilla with their game plan to, prepare more for Miami?
It's a good question. I have said for a while that I think that they've been very vanilla this entire preseason to make sure they don't show anything. And I do wonder if they held anything back for the Dolphins, especially when it comes to Curtis Samuel. Curtis Samuel, who's dealing with a toe injury a while ago, only played 15, 17 snaps, whatever it was. Didn't get involved. I wonder if he's going to be more part of the game plan. I wonder how much the toe injury mattered there. I'm going to have to go back and look at the exact play-by-play and the exact second and ones you're talking about for the Bills. But, yeah, I mean, that is the time you want to take a shot. Here we go. Here's a second and one, Arizona 36. Right guard for 3 yards, first down. That's later on. They wound up fumbling on that drive. Here we go. Second and one, Arizona 12. Get 4 yards. Yeah, I mean, I understand that. But the upside is you get 1 yard. You got a new set of downs. And it opens up the playbook even further. But understandable. Let's go to Jim in Springville. Hi, Jim.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, bud.
Hey, listen, I just want to say for all those, so-called haters out there, as far as, McDermott and his decision-making ability and all this stuff that he does, we got to remember, first of all, he came from a defensive position in Carolina before we got him as a head coach. Once he became a head coach, if you want to take some records and start looking at some stuff, you take Marv Levy, which the winningest coach in Bills history. We all know this, okay? His record was 112-70. All right, you do the math, and you take McDermott. After 7 years, he's 74-41. They almost have identical winning records. Okay, the guy's he's an awesome coach. He really is. And just because he makes one little decision about a 4th-and-3 not to go for it, if it's 4th-and-2, whatever. I also wanted to touch on the fact that Josh Allen's grandfather passed away 18 days ago. All right, so, what's going through Josh's head? What's going through Josh's head? The guy just lost his grandfather. It reminds me of my parents, too, because my father passed away on the 4th of July in 2007, shortly after, 3 years later, about the same distance as Josh's grandmother, with his grandfather. My mother died on my sister's birthday. So it's been a crazy, crazy comparison. I was just thinking about that, and as far as the record with McDermott goes, I think he's a hell of a coach. And if he keeps up going the way he's going, his win-loss percentage is almost identical to Marv Levy's. And he's, I believe he has more wins than losses than Marv Levy does through 7 years of his tenure.
Yeah, I have to go back and look. I mean, I think he might be. I know, actually, Wade Phillips had the best winning percentage, but I think that McDermott might be up there with him. Look, anybody who listens to this knows, I think Sean McDermott is a really, really good NFL coach. I also respect and understand the opinion of they've reached a certain point and they haven't gotten past that point. You have to start evaluating if you think that somebody else would be better to do that job to get them past that point. I understand that too. But I don't know what you're going to get. It's not easy to get a really good coach, right? It's not. And they have a great, it's not just the coach. They have a great situation here in Buffalo with the owner and the GM and the head coach all being aligned. And, you know, teams dream of that. Owners fire.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Coaches every year and GMs every year because they don't have that alignment and they want certain structures, and the Bills have that. They have what a lot of teams envy actually here. So, I mean, yeah, I'm with you on that. And sorry to hear about your grandparents as well. Let's go to Kevin in Florida.
So, my old buddy, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, so I just touch on a couple things. So, to the previous caller, yeah, Marv's record and Sean's record are close, right? And who knows when Sean's done in Buffalo. But I believe Sean's 4-5 in the playoffs. And Marv Levy, I believe, was 11-8 or 12-7 in the playoffs, right? I get it was 11.5 years or whatever it is, but winning matters in the playoffs. Coaching matters in the playoffs. In the regular season, your players win you games, right? Coaches, sure, lose games at some point. But players win you the games. In the playoffs, coaching matters. And Sean McDermott has constantly shown he does not have what it takes to help his team win in the playoffs. So that's not what I originally called for, but that kind of fired me up a little bit. I think yesterday the team was probably the most unprepared I've ever seen them throughout Sean McDermott's tenure in Buffalo. Obviously, they did a great job in the second half to come out to adjust, which Sean's very good at doing that, adjusting, you know, at halftime and coming out. I'm sick and tired of the special teams problems and the whole 4th-and-2 thing or the 4th-and-3 thing. It's shown constant over and over again that Sean puts all this faith in his defense rather than putting the game in your superstar quarterback's hands to go out and win you the game, which is why you pay him, which is why you drafted him. It's constantly frustrating to me that they're taking the ball out of Josh's hands rather than letting him win the game. I was very pleasantly surprised yesterday with, I think, how good the wide receivers looked. I get Kincaid only had the one catch. Very impressed with Keon Coleman. And, of course, Khalil Shakir is like the second coming of Cole Beasley, who I absolutely love. So I think the wide receivers are going to be fine this year. I'm just very nervous for when we start getting into these games at the end of the season and Sean McDermott's, you know, coaching comes into play like it did yesterday to give it back to the defense for us to lose it. I'm in the boat that I think Sean should have been fired after the 13-second game, but I get where are you going to get another head coach from. So I totally understand that. So that's it. Thanks for everything, Sal.
Yep, you got it. You got it. A lot there. I'll just leave it on its own. So, I mean, look, the analytics have said he is actually much more aggressive than you're giving him credit for, but certainly there's been times where, as I just pointed out, there's times where you'd like him to be more. Last year, he got roasted for being too aggressive on defense in two games, right? The Philly game and the Denver game at the end of the end of those drives. So, no, good call. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's go to Ralph. Hi, Ralph. You're on WGR.
Hi, Sal. Observation on Rousseau, you know, the only time I've ever seen him line up on the right side is against the Dolphins, assuming he's trying to affect the lefty quarterback in Tua. Seeing him there yesterday got me thinking, is this a new Babbage wrinkle, and is this going to be a permanent thing? And I was wondering if you observed any of that during training camp.
You know what, Ralph? It's a good question. I didn't necessarily think about it too much. I do remember him, I think, lining up on the left in training camp, yes. And the right, I'm sorry, you're asking me about the right side, right? Are you talking about the right or left?
He lined up on the right a lot yesterday.
Yeah. You know what? I'd be lying to you if I said I noticed something, but I will try to go back and look yesterday. But not something I necessarily picked out in training camp, so I think the Bills kind of move those guys around, but typically he's on the other side. But it's something I'll try to look for a little more, Ralph.
Okay, well, it worked yesterday. So
yeah,
you
it certainly did.
Up some sacks that way. That's great.
Yeah, well, you have to remember, too, Von Miller. Von Miller, they moved them both around yesterday, right? So don't want to go down that road and rabbit hole and saying one guy one side, another side, but it's a good call, and I can look into that. Let's go to Paul in Tonawanda. Hi, Paul. You're on WGR on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
How you doing?
Thanks.
Just a comment on James Cook. I haven't heard much about him this morning. I've been on and off, but 101 yards total offense, and he kind of took the ball out of his hands when Josh fumbled and they were rolling there. But I think he had a tremendous game, and all the running backs when they were in really contributed. And the game just showed the everybody's going to eat if the receivers are concerned. Few catches for everybody. Who are you going to cover? And they got a lot of weapons and. I think they did stopped beating up themselves yesterday, they showed what they're capable of.
Yeah, you got it. Look, I think that James was very good yesterday, but his overall numbers at the end of the day, running the ball didn't reflect a really great game, 3.7 yards per carry. But he had some explosive plays. I think give the Cardinals some credit. They actually made a nice adjustment on James Cook as well for whatever they did to start limiting him after he was breaking off some yards in chunks. I know what you mean by took the ball out of his hands after the Josh fumble. I mean, the Bills had they didn't have a lot of plays. They were dominated in time of possession in the first half. I think it had to affect what they were doing game plan-wise. Let's go to Rob in Connecticut. Hi, Rob.
Hey, good morning, Sal. How are you doing today?
I'm good, buddy. Thank you.
First off, I'd like to start off by saying I was thinking about you. Big win for Syracuse, buddy. That was great.
Let's go Orange, baby. That's right. Hey, their quarterback, Kyle McCord, was at the Bills game yesterday, and he is an early Heisman Trophy candidate after transferring from Ohio State. Yes, thank you. That was a great, nice win over Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I heard some great things about that quarterback. I hope they continue pushing forward this year. And also, I'd like to thank WGR for having a great 7-1 show yesterday. You guys were all on point. I always enjoy listening to you guys. As far as the game, you know, of course, there's a lot of things that have already been said by a few fans and callers. For me, I think we're keeping Kincaid on ice for a little bit, but I would have liked to utilize him a little more yesterday. But I was very pleased with the receiving core and how Josh spread it out a little bit. It keeps the opposing defenses on a bobblehead out there, so they don't know what's coming. Yeah, we're gonna clean it up a little bit at halftime. I kind of had Babbage we trust. I knew there was going to be adjustments. I know that's not us, and we came out and did what we had to do. It was resilience. I love the way we came out and finished the game. The 4th and 3 at the very end, I agree with the call. It could have bitten us on the butt. I'm glad we kicked that field goal. Tyler Bass is back, baby.
Hey, I'm glad you brought up Tyler Bass, Rob. Thanks for the phone call, by the way. I got some calls here. I'm going to let you go, okay? But thank you for the phone call. Yeah, you got it. I'm glad you noted Tyler Bass. Tyler Bass needs to be noted from yesterday. It was not a good kickoff, the last kickoff. I also don't know exactly what he was told to do or not to do, and it was very windy. So I'm going to give him, like, not a pass, but say I want to find out more about that circumstance before I just go, oh, my God, he was horrible in that kick. Of course, it didn't turn out the way you wanted. But the bottom line for me was Tyler Bass was excellent kicking the ball through the uprights yesterday. 4 extra points, 2 field goals. On point. His swing looked good. His confidence looked good. Thank you, Rob, for bringing that up. I really appreciate that. Let's go to John in Detroit. Hi, John.
Yeah, hi, Sal. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I'm actually en route back to Detroit.
Did we meet yesterday? Did we ever meet? You and I?
No, we haven't.
Okay. I thought I met someone from Detroit, so I apologize.
I flew in from Brazil just to get to the Bills game in time. But
wow.
After all the nervous Nellies, yeah, I mean, the first half was not really a good Bills football.
No.
But when we scored just before the end of the half, I felt we don't have as much to worry about in the second half. But if you look around the league, I mean, how many slam dunks were there yesterday? And the game I saw in Sao Paulo, believe me, the Packers and the Eagles were both embarrassing. Their defenses were awful, ton of penalties. And, you know, if it wasn't mostly an uneducated crowd, I don't think you would have heard them roaring as much as they did. But it was a great experience to go there. But I was more excited about getting home in time and see the Bills get off on the right foot, no matter how it ended. And, I was worried about, you know, another Hail Murray at the end.
Oh, my gosh. It was creeping into my brain as well. I didn't want to say it on the radio broadcast. I know.
But it didn't happen.
No,
so
I
got 7 more games to travel back and forth. I'm a Bills season ticket holder. We're living in Detroit now. So just want to tell everybody, just calm down. Take a chill pill. Maybe if you're a Dallas fan or a Vikings fan, I don't think there were many slam dunks yesterday.
Yeah, it's week 1. That's the way it goes. John, thanks for the call. Good call. Appreciate you, buddy. Safe travels back. Over the Ambassador Bridge they were showing last night, Detroit. They have the Blue Water Bridge over there, I think. A couple of different ways to get back to Detroit when you're going back from Buffalo if you want to go that route through Canada. Real quick, let's take another call before we hit a timeout. Jill's been waiting. Hi, Jill. You're on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Catholic Health Victory Monday.
Yes. Hi, Sal. I'm a first-time caller.
Love it.
I want to tell you, I love your show. I love you. You're great.
Thank you.
I wanted to just make a few comments. I'm just so happy we have Joe as our offensive coordinator. It's refreshing. I think the guys have confidence in him. He lets Josh be Josh. I was watching Ken Dorsey yesterday manage the Cleveland Browns, and sadly, they looked totally lost. And it seemed like I was just watching the Bills all over again when Ken was in charge. So I'm just so pleased with Joe and how he's spreading the wealth. I think it's just wonderful, and it gives everybody an opportunity to play. And I also wanted to thank you because when I was listening to you, I think on Friday, you were talking about betting Denver, even though it was a chance to bet on Denver. I did too because you took a chance and I won. So I wanted to thank you for that.
What was the line? What'd you get it at?
It was I'm trying to think. It was plus
like 8 or 9, right? And they lost by
yes.
6, right? And they lost by 6. All right, you and me. We
yes.
got that. You
yes.
got thank you. I love that.
This.
I wasn't perfect on my 3 dogs, but that was the one I liked the most.
Oh, thanks for listening, Sal, and you just keep doing the great job you're doing.
Thank you, Jill. I appreciate your phone call. Thank you for the kind words. I did not do great on my 3 dog Thursday. I think it was 1 and 2. I have to go back and look. Jacksonville, I lost with them. And who else did we take? We did 3 dog Thursday. We had Jacksonville. We had I have to go back and look. You know, because it was so. I think it was
Cincinnati.
Two.
Was
no,
it?
No. Cincinnati was a favorite, so I couldn't take.
Oh,
them.
Right.
Who was the other dog we took? I'm going to look at this. It's going to bother me now. The ones we liked the most, I said the one I took the Rams. See, I knew it. The one I didn't like. And they lost by 6 last night. They got banged up, by the way, too. Okay. Kevin Stefanski and Ken Dorsey run that offense in Cleveland. And I'm telling you right now, Jill, you're right, that they're getting a lot of calls on our sister station, The Fan, in Cleveland, Odyssey. People calling up their morning show today going, what is going on with the offense? Well, on that note, we got to get to sit up and stand down. It's coming your way next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Catholic Health Buffalo Bills victory football Monday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.